Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, what isn't, they don't, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it.
Since William Shatner went into space today as a 90-year-old, and I wasn't expecting that level of philosophical, philosophy out of him. But I failed to think about the fact the guy's 90 years old. I don't care what kind of health you're in when you're 90. You think about dying all the time when you're 90 years old, guaranteed. And he talked about how being shot into space, you look down at the Earth and there's just life and the blue and everything, and then above you, nothing but darkness and death. And is this what death is like? Is this what it's all about? And so, yeah, that's something.
Well, and he's a really thoughtful guy. All the jokes aside about Captain Kirk and the rest of it, he's a thoughtful man. He's a 90-year-old fellow who's contemplating life and death. And also, you know, mankind and joy and peace and war and hatred and the rest of it. And there are many, many people who have reported going to space, looking back at Earth, has fundamentally changed their attitude about so many things. You recognize the fragility of it, and or you realize, oh my God, there are just, you know, us Homo sapiens, we're in space together on this little blue marble, and the vastness of nothing surrounds us. Come on now, we're in this together. Who's with me? You know, that sort of feeling, which I've poorly expressed, but yeah, I could see especially a thoughtful 9-year-old man being truly moved by the experience. It was funny when he was talking about, I don't know what those other guys are doing or whatever. Was that a reference to like Elon Musk and the SpaceX and stuff?
Or I don't know.
Did he mention the other guys on the capsule?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either.
He may have been talking about Bones and Spock.
I think they're dead. So anyway, on a Totally different topic. The topic of China and Taiwan. It's been kind of a busy week in the news. Maybe you've followed the stories. Maybe you heard it here where China spent dozens and dozens of military aircraft into Taiwan's air defense area, which means the area at which you're not in the door, but you're on the doorstep and you scramble your defenses. And we've talked about this a fair amount, but I got this note from a friend who is staying with a Chinese-American friend who's very well-traveled and very well-informed and keeps up on Chinese-American relations. He said he wishes that this country would understand that Taiwan belongs to China, always has, always will, said every Chinese citizen would be willing to go to war in an instant over that. And he's super worried that we are on the verge of war.
That's really interesting. We were talking about this yesterday. How many Americans are willing to go to war over Taiwan? Well, the government hasn't done a good job of selling it at all. And I think Biden and his people ought to get out and make the case because it could happen any day. And because I think right now it wouldn't be a very high percentage of people think it's worth going to war over Taiwan. You saw the way people reacted with Afghanistan. Let's just get out. I don't care. Screw it. Let's get out. It's not worth right. it. What's in it for us? And unless you're into this stuff, what do you think's in it for us for saving Taiwan? Most people are going to think nothing.
Yeah. Well, Rich Edson did some great reporting last night on a special report with Brett Baer. Let's start with clip number 60, Michael.
A robust, unprecedented Chinese military show of force near Taiwan, an island Beijing considers a breakaway province, and a rhetorical boost this week from Russia's foreign minister.
Just like the vast majority of other countries, Russia sees Taiwan as part of the People's Republic of China.
But among that vast majority of countries, the United States. In 1979, the Carter administration officially tied the U.S. to the so-called One China policy, recognizing Beijing as the one official Chinese government and erasing the American diplomatic relationship with Taiwan. Months later, a concerned Congress passed the Taiwan Relations Act, allowing a thorough unofficial relationship with Taipei that includes American arms sales to Taiwan.
So that situation goes back many, many decades. So you understand Taiwan being a breakaway from the communist Chinese, the Carter administration and are kind of wishy-washy, you know, half-ass-ish policy toward Taiwan so as not to offend the Chi-Coms. What's different is China did not have the power to take Taiwan for many decades and resented the hell out of it. Now they do have that power. So it's a different time.
Well, so the belief is, on some of the podcasts that I listen to, that we are in a really scary situation, that China, Xi, could easily be making the calculation that if we're going to do it, we got to do it now. There was some belief before that they're going to wait until they're strong enough that they can do it and we they would win or we would be too scared to take them on. But it's easy for them to believe right now, since we just gave the nuclear submarine stuff to Australia, it'll be years before they actually get those nuclear submarines, that things are only going to get worse for the opportunity for China to take Taiwan from here on out. And now is a window of opportunity they may never have again. And that's really frightening, because that's a pretty good calculation right there.
Right, right.
And public sentiment is growing against China. So in terms of an opportunity to take that and China, and the United States doesn't have the will to fight for it, now might be the sweet spot.
Well, if I were a hardcore Chinese advisor to Xi, and we had been thinking in terms of our growing strength versus the Australia factor that you were talking about, weighing the American will to fight and having a timetable of, I don't know, 2 years, 8 years, 15 years, whatever. If I looked at the current American leadership and I saw Joe Biden and his incredibly low approval ratings and just the disarray of the administration, and if I were that hardcore advisor, I'd be telling Xi, we move now. We move now and deal with the aftermath.
I think so, too. And I don't think we would go to war over this either.
No.
I think
no.
We should. And I think you can make the case real strong on why we should. But I don't think we will. And nobody's making the case. There won't be that much public will, I don't think.
So how tense is China at this point? How serious are they? Are they how froggy are they feeling? Clip 61.
Under Chinese President Xi Jinping, Chinese rhetoric has grown more aggressive about reuniting democratic Taiwan under authoritarian China's rule.
It shall not be denied or distorted by the Taiwan authorities or by anyone. Any form of Taiwan independence will lead nowhere.
Though the United States is promising a stronger relationship with Taiwan.
We have been very clear that our support for Taiwan is rock solid. We've also been very clear that we are committed to deepening our ties with Taiwan. We know that Taiwan is a leading democracy. It is a critical economic and security partner.
Yeah.
Those are some fine words right there. Good words, strong words.
Yeah, but all that's in the future, and Japan is building up in a way that they haven't since World War II. So, yeah, I think the time, if I'm China, I do it now. And, you know, so you're China, you're looking at American politics, you think, there's going to be a Republican president next. I don't know who it's going to be, but there's going to be a Republican president, and the likelihood that they would go to war is much greater than the likelihood that Biden would go to war.
Right. Right. And then, you know, we haven't discussed, and I've not seen a lot of reporting on this, but the rise of the Quad, the solidifying of the alliance between ourselves, the Australians, the Japanese, and the Indians, and the several other countries that are saying, hey, this Quad thing you got going, we're interested, let's talk. China's got to be looking at that as a closing of a window as well. Although they're calculating, is that rising strength of our adversaries, you know, what's the timetable on that versus our own rising strength? Because China's now strong, they think, and we think. But as Mike Lyons has made clear, they're unbattle-tested. Some of a lot of their technologies haven't been used in battle. Their people are not seasoned. They don't have seasoned commanders. So I'm not sure how confident they actually feel.
I don't know, but if China attacked Taiwan this afternoon, which could include, you know, immediately sinking one of our ships or several. But if that happened, every other story falls away. That's the only story on planet Earth for a while.
You know, if I'm Xi Jinping, I launch a massive all-out blockade slash, I mean, I haven't thought about this much. You wouldn't need to invade because you could surround them and say, look, you're going to go the route of Hong Kong. Where we're going to level your cities. If they did something like that, if I were Xi Jinping, I would call up Joe Biden, wake him up from his nap, remind him of his name.
Oh, geez.
Well, that bad at Kepler.
That wasn't charitable. Remind him of his name. That's too far.
And then say, look, we're not going to ruffle a hair on the head of an American sailor. Not going to shoot on your ships. We got no trouble with you. We're big old trading partners, buddy. You remember that? But Taiwan's ours, and we're taking it. So, up to you.
And I think we'd back down.
Yeah, I the last thing I would do would be to provoke the eagle, the bald eagle, and the American people.
The smart military move, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts with military people and all that sort of stuff. These aren't my original thoughts. But the smartest military move is the only country on the planet, if I'm China, that can stop me or get in my way is the United States. So you immediately sink a couple of our ships in the area while you take Taiwan. The problem with that is the public will to take on China could change, you know, overnight very quickly. You sink one of our ships and kill a bunch of sailors. So, right. But I don't know. I don't know. The anniversary is the other day of the attack on the USS Cole, which I don't know how many people remember. It happened in October of 2000, 1 month before a presidential election. Al-Qaeda blew up one of our ships, killed a bunch of sailors, and there wasn't even a question about it in the presidential debate.
Nope.
Nobody was interested in that story at all. Just didn't even register. And then we had 9/11, you know, shortly thereafter.
Yeah, it was just perceived as the act of some desperate crazies in the Middle East. No big deal, though.
So maybe it's harder to wake the sleeping giant than I think. I don't know. If you'll pardon the expression.
I will not. We will find out together, I guess. And I wouldn't dare take a guess as to what's going to happen or what the outcome would be. It's so murky.
See, that's the only quibble I have with William Shatner or anybody else who talks about going into space and looking back on the Earth and, you know, we're just one people and getting along. That might look that way from space, but it ain't the reality here on the ground.
No, the bad people don't agree.
No, yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure what good that philosophical wisdom does you. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Lego announced yesterday that it will remove all gender stereotypes from its toys, though there will still be some gender stereotypes when you step on one. Son of a bitch!
Another Seth Meyers joke that we really like.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what? He changes in a telephone booth. What are you talking about? What are these things?
Wow, no kidding.
That's funny.
I was thinking about payphones the other day.
I miss them. I liked it better when they existed. I rarely need one. It'd be nice when you do.
Yeah, and they're always kind of gross, though. That handle always felt a little greasy. Don't want to put it against your ear.
We were all fine. Yes, Michael?
Did you ever call anybody collect? I remember calling my parents collect.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, when as needed.
Yeah.
Sure. Back in the day when you had to have a real short conversation if you were calling long distance because it was so expensive. Yeah. Anyway. Well, that was low tech. This is high tech. Amazon has announced it will allow many employees to work remotely indefinitely, which sent a chill through many businesses in Seattle. The new policy, which applies to nearly 60,000, if you can imagine that, Amazon office workers in the Puget Sound region, likely to ratchet up anxieties along South Lake Union, that's the neighborhood business owners, and further complicate forecasts for the future of the Seattle office marketplace. And the announcement signed by Amazon CEO Andy Jassy. He explained that Amazon will have the discretion to allow teams under their purview to stay remote completely, partially, or mostly in the office. What was interesting is they at no point said, and obviously there's some people who got to come into the office every day. They didn't even address that, which was everybody's reality. Well, virtually everybody's reality, not terribly long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the new policy, as they mentioned, the folks who run restaurants, coffee shops, hair salons, gyms, all sorts of businesses around there are now terrified. So how this shakes out, nobody knows. Of course, none of those businesses can find workers anyway. So.
Right.
And have you heard about stalkerware apps?
No.
They are proliferating. Protect yourself, urges this article. It looked like a calculator app, writes this journalist, but it was actually spyware recording my every keystroke, the type of data that would give a stalker unfettered access to my private life. The app, Flash Keylogger, describes itself as a tool to monitor the online activities of family members, children perhaps, by logging what they type. Once it was installed from Google's official app store, its icon could be changed to that of a calculator or calendar app. In my tests, the app documented all of my typing, including web searches, text messages, and emails.
So my son's got a smartphone. I could put that on there. It would look like a calculator. And, yeah, that's too far.
Yeah, on their phone, it would be a calculator app. But you could either download or, however it works, get all of their keystrokes.
I've known some people who do this. I think it would make me crazy. And obviously be, you know, he wouldn't know about it, but I think it would make me crazy.
Yeah.
The checking constantly and the, I don't know.
There are some parents who do that. They wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I would. But so there are thousands of these apps now widely available on Google's Play Store and to a lesser degree, Apple's App Store. They become such a tool for digital domestic abuse by the obsessive, possessive abusers that Apple and Google have started in the past year acknowledging that the apps are an issue. They're trying to figure out what to do about them. So we could get more into the violence part of it, but it's adults spying on each other as well. So not good.
Major Bitcoin news we'll get to in just a second, even though I don't understand it. Among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How about you set it up? You're the one with balloons.
Yeah.
Michael just got balloons from the company because he's been with the company for 23 years. Is today your anniversary?
Actually, it was just a few days ago.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's close.
That's close. Hey, it was a nice thought. I appreciate it.
We should have gotten you balloons. I mean, heck, nobody's benefited like us having you on the team, Michael. We love working with you, brother.
You
well
know,
done.
I said that when you're doing something you love, time flies. And, you know, I can't believe it's been 23 years.
Easy with the flattery. Keep them down.
Bring out the beating wand. Have more on stalkerware, including how to detect it on your own phone, coming up. But first, do you want to set up this clip, Michael?
Yeah, this is a meteorologist in Illinois. And there's, you know, we have TVs in the studio, so the monitor, like CNN and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, she's monitoring the college football game.
Yeah, I saw this. So she's doing her job while she's got the college football game on, and she's got a real rooting interest in it.
Is she watching my fight in Illini? Do we know that? If she's in Illinois?
I think it was Texas A&M trying to beat Alabama.
Yeah, it was Alabama getting beaten for the first time in forever and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Efforts is really focused on the Texas A&M and the Alabama game.
We're tied right now. It's 38-38. We have the ball. It's like a minute 26 left. We just need to eat the time against a field goal range, kick a field goal, and then we would win. It'd be the first time we beat Alabama since Johnny Manziel.
I'm trying to let her know that we do need to hear about the weather, though.
Yes.
I think you have a good forecast. People are going to want to hear about that.
Can they wait to after the game? Although we're getting a lot of rain this week, I thought I would let you guys know that the fall foliage right now is this week. We're expecting it this week. It's going to be around Friday is the peak foliage this week right now for the northwest over here, which is where the Quad Cities are at.
And for that lack of professionalism, she was fired. Her career ended. She descended into a haze of alcohol and pills.
She just should have said, the weather's going to be what it's going to be. Alabama lost!
You want to know if it's rated? Look up in the sky. My entire career is a fraud, right? Meteorology's a fraud. Go A&M.
You can get the exact information I can from your phone right now.
Amen to that. So that's cute. That was cute. So we were talking about this stalkerware, they call it. For instance, you install it on somebody else's phone if you get access to their phone, and it looks like a calculator or a calendar app. They don't really notice it. They don't use it, but it logs every keystroke or their locations or that sort of thing. And then they mentioned that Google has banned some of these apps that violate its policies, including the one that was profiled in the article. Apple spokesperson referred to a safety guide, etc. Fighting stalkerware is tough. You may not suspect it's there, and even if you did, it can be difficult to detect since antivirus software only recently began flagging these apps as malicious. But they have started. Here it is. The app lurks in the background and the abuser retrieves the data. Sometimes the information gets sent to the abuser's email address or it can be downloaded from the website. In other scenarios, abusers who know their partner's passcode can simply unlock the device to open the stalkerware and review the self-recorded data.
Oh boy.
Now, granted, some parents use this. Maybe your kid has a history of something or other and you have to keep an eye on them. I'm not going to judge. You do what you think is right. But, this is not super encouraging. How do you know you got this stuff on your phone? Well, look for unusual behavior on your device, like a rapidly draining battery.
No, so that's of no help.
Yeah, no kidding. That could be a giveaway that a stalker app has been constantly running in the background. Tell me this, though, Jack.
Or your phone's more than a year and a half old.
Yeah, and Apple is sending out the Cupertino death ray to make you buy a new one. I'm still rocking the 8, the 8 Plus.
I got a 12 Mini.
To my shame. But my battery life is great.
Well, good for you, man. My 7 when I traded it in was a corded phone.
Yeah, right. But I've noticed that this one is the first one that hasn't had the tragic battery life syndrome.
Maybe they got new technology or something. I don't know.
And wasn't there a lawsuit, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a coincidence. Let's see. Scan your device. Some apps like Malwarebytes, Certo, Norton LifeLock, and Lookout can detect stalkerware. But to be thorough, take a close look at your apps and see if anything is unfamiliar or suspicious. If you find a piece of stalkerware, pause before you delete it. Maybe useful evidence if you decide to report the abuse to law enforcement. Wow, this is really getting serious. Anyway, stalkerware, they call it. We'll have this article posted under hot links at armstrongandgetty.com for you.
So I don't have any idea how many of you are interested in this. You got to be of a certain age and musical taste, I guess. But Paul McCartney of the Beatles has been saying some pretty strong things for a guy who's 80 years old. He's 79, but I would never. I like the Beatles fine, I've never been a worshipful try to figure out the secret codes or anything like that. But when he was on Saturday Live a couple of years ago, my view of him changed completely. He did 4 songs on Saturday Night Live, I think 2 years ago, and it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
2 Wings songs and 2 Beatles songs, I think. It was just unbelievable. It was so good. Anyway, he recently, so the Who Broke Up the Beatles thing has been a controversy, I guess, for 50 years, and he's recently...
For people who need to get better controversies.
No kidding. And he said the other day that he told Howard Stern, actually, in an interview, he said it was John that blew up the Beatles. He said he walked in one day and said, I'm done. The Beatles are over. I'm leaving the Beatles. So he said, I didn't do it. So I don't know why he didn't tell Rolling Stone or 60 Minutes or whoever's been asking that question for the last 50 years, but he finally has revealed that. He also said, he was asked, who's a better band, the Rolling Stones or the Beatles? And he said, well, clearly we are. I mean, they're just a blues cover band, really. He said, I'm not sure I should say it, but they're a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are. I think our net was cast a bit wider than theirs.
So, has he not listened to the Stones since 1966?
So then someone went to Mick Jagger, who's also 80 years old, and asked him about his band. And Mick Jagger said, well, one band is still playing in stadiums and the other one doesn't exist. That was his 80-year-old boom, blast, I own ya, sort of shot back. So
the two of you need to grow up.
I think it's hilarious that anybody's asking these questions, that they're responding. They're responding to each other.
And responding provocatively, too. I mean, Macca, you'd think he'd realize, no, just say something like, one of the great bands, the fact that they're still going is amazing. Mix a showman. Keith, what a guitar player. Just throw that out there. Not, well, they're basically a blues cover band. You know, they're not so good.
I was actually wondering if he's at that age and this happens, you reach a certain age, for some reason, your filters go. And
that could be.
And you just start saying what you think. That's
true. Throw it in an ass over depression.
Yeah.
Well, nice. Timed, Michael. No wonder you got a balloon for 23 years. That was perfect.
Your filter and your coherence are gone.
I think everybody is aware of this phenomenon, that one of the reasons old people often are the way they are is your filter goes, and you just say what you think. And I wonder if that's what he's doing, because you're right. That just seems like a weird thing to do.
Well, there's also
basically
cranky
a
old
blues
man
cover band, right?
Yeah, that hasn't been true for decades, Paul. With all due respect, and I'm a huge Beatles fan, big Paul McCartney fan. You also get the grumpy old man syndrome, which has been identified by neuroscientists. Certain percentages of men just get grumpy and mean.
This
as they
idea
get older.
Is a bunch of malarkey.
But wouldn't you think you're where you rank in rock music history is just completely gone from your mind at that age? You would just think, you would just never think about it ever.
Well, yeah, I guess. Although the whole Beatles versus Stones thing is so 1967.
Well, that's what I mean. I would think he would just never cross his mind.
And let's take a moment, folks. 1967, then 77, then 87, 97, 2007, 2017, and 4 years after that, we find ourselves discussing the question. Really?
I just think it's hilarious. Somebody asked, they answered.
Well, although when Paul McCartney's latest album came out, and he did all sorts of interviews to promote the album, and people promote, and I would promote the damn album if I got a chance to talk to Paul McCartney too. So it got a lot of attention, even though it was okay. He said, they asked him, why do you keep making music? Why are you writing? Why are you recording? And he said, essentially, like anybody else, I'm insecure. I want to feel like I matter. I want to feel like, you know, I can make good songs. And I heard that. I thought, you freaking wrote yesterday. If you'd done nothing else in your life, you're done. You checked the box. Well, you're a genius.
I think I've talked to enough old people to realize that that's not really the way it tends to work, though.
Nope.
What you did years ago. And like I've talked about before, things that happened to me many, many years ago, not even that many years ago, are really more like something I read about somebody else doing than something I did. I mean, it has the same effect, really.
In terms of the memory and how it feels, right? I agree. It's like a story you wrote about or you read about somebody else.
So,
yeah.
Paul McCartney, 60s Paul McCartney to him is probably the same as 60s Paul McCartney is to me. I mean, it's just, I've seen some of the shows and read about it, so it's interesting.
Right. I wish I could remember who said brilliant things. I remember what they said, but I can never remember who said it. But somebody once said that they were looking at a picture of themselves as a young man. It might have been Churchill, but he said, it was a young man with whom I have absolutely nothing in common except that he is me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would feel that way. I'm not even sure 22-year-old me would want... I know 22-year-old wouldn't want to hang out with me. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, 18-year-old Joe would have a number of things to say to me, including, how has your golf game not gotten any better? What's the matter with you? Between the technology and the amount of time I know we practice, what is the matter with you?
You've been doing this the whole time?
Right.
So let's go through this. 1984, 94, 2004.
Nope, same. Same narrow band of scores.
Anyway, we're going to finish strong like we always do. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Strong and Getty Show.
The U.S. has overtaken China in Bitcoin mining. I don't know how big a deal that is, but that's that.
I'm sorry, I didn't have my headphones on. What kind of mining?
The United States has overtaken China as the largest Bitcoin mining center.
Oh, right. Well, that's Xi said no more. Get out.
Right.
Draining our power, using up our bandwidth. They all got up and moved to Texas with their big Bitcoin mining digging equipment and drills.
I think we've mentioned this. 4.3 million Americans, almost 3% of the U.S. workforce, quit their jobs in August.
In August?
Nobody has seen numbers like that before.
Wow.
Yeah, in August, almost 3% of the U.S. workforce quit their jobs. Experts attributed the data point to workers seeking better opportunities in America's hot job market.
Yeah, well, the help wanted shingle is out everywhere you go.
Has 3% of the workforce ever quit its job in 1 month? I doubt it.
No, that's crazy.
In Bogota, Colombia, U.S. Embassy personnel are reporting symptoms of that whole Havana syndrome thing. Still a bit of a mystery as to what it is.
Mm.
Who's behind it? To what end?
Didn't we, the latest thinking is that it's some sort of eavesdropping or information vacuuming technology, and the neurological effects are a side effect. It's not a weapon, not intended to be.
That's what I read, and that makes perfectly good sense to me, although they did a big reporting on 60 Minutes someplace recently, and they didn't mention that at all, so I thought that was interesting. But that makes sense to me, because it's never made a sense as an attack. Why would you do this? If you have this power, why would you do it? Who's doing it to do what?
Why did you do it then and not wait for, you know, we've had these discussions ongoing, and it did not make sense as a weapon.
But if you've got some sort of ray that can suck the information out of my smartphone from a distance, and it also scrambles my brain, that makes sense. And this, I don't know if you've been following the whole Netflix Dave Chappelle special thing. But so a lot of trans right groups are up in arms over this, and they tried to get a boycott going. And the Netflix CEO came out and said, basically, this is just way too popular and making us too much money for us to get rid of.
Well, he said, we believe in artistic freedom.
I got to believe if it was not particularly successful, they'd give it the heave ho.
Well, I'd believe in it a little less anyway. Yeah.
But did you hear about one particular trans activist employee? Forced their way into a meeting at Netflix, then got fired for being out of bounds, but then have been reinstated following public pressure. So somebody, imagine where you work. You force your way into a meeting, you start screaming and yelling at the boss. You're going to get fired.
Yeah.
But in this case, people went, how dare you fire, standing up for blah, so they hired them back.
Yeah.
Everybody caves to the pressure groups. How do you think this is going to end? With more special interest groups dictating what you're allowed to do, or fewer? I'll let you write an essay about that.
You know, on the transgender thing, I've been doing more reading about it. Europe was much more permissive, enthusiastic about the whole hormone blockers and surgeries and transgenderism thing. They were years in front of the United States. Now Europe is pulling back in significant ways and saying the hormone blockers pre-puberty are a terrible idea for a variety of reasons. For people who do transition, for people who don't transition, this is bad. But you can't even get that conversation going in the United States because of the activist groups who consider it transphobic. In the Netherlands, where they came up with these protocols, they're saying, no more, this is bad. But nobody dares speak it in the U.S. Scary.
Final thoughts! Yes!
With your hosts, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
There you go. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
That's Art. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Been working here for 23 years. Are you kidding me? Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, first, congratulations to William Shatner going up in space. But, you know, it's a shame that not all of the Golden Girls are still alive, because that would have been awesome to put
all of them together,
all three of them together, and put them up in space.
Right.
Golden Girls in space.
Young Alex, our behind-the-scenes producer, doing a fine job. Alex, a final thought?
You know, I've really been enjoying the Giants-Dodgers series this last week or so, but I'm unfortunately unable to watch Game 5. I have previous travel arrangements, and wonder if it's too late to cancel.
You got to record it and make everybody keep it a secret so you can watch it. It's your only choice.
Reminds me of flying home during the Super Bowl a number of years ago. Oh, miserable experience. And my team lost. Jack, a final thought you'd like to share?
Speaking of sports, kind of. So the NFL coach that had to quit because some of his emails came out. There are hundreds of thousands of other emails that aren't being disclosed. And so everybody believes it was some sort of vendetta, either by the commissioner, Goodell, or somebody, to target a specific person and get rid of them. That's one of the problems with this digging through everybody's past, is you can selectively choose who you want to destroy and who you don't.
Well, I will hold on to my final thought for tomorrow, because it'll be relevant then, too. I will tell you this. Gruden badmouthed Goodell a lot, and in pretty severe terms, too. So, yeah, that is a great theory.
Yeah, so I think we live in a time where there's so many things that are fireable offenses, canceling offenses, and your company or the government or whoever has got enough texts and emails that if they decide they need to destroy you, they'll destroy you.
Wow, something to look forward to.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time, go to armstrongandgetty.com. We've got some cool new stuff in the A&G swag store, including the Halloween-themed spooky A&G t-shirt. Friend of Armstrong and Getty, you want to have one of these? You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
It's scary comfortable. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Listen up, Jack Wagon.
I want to hear this.
There's no conversation. There's no adult dialogue, if you will. It's just...
blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
It's insane. Like, Eddie,
it also makes me feel bad.
These conversations are intrinsically multifaceted.
I hope I never recover from it.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me around again to find...
Jeffrey Bezos.
Armstrong and Getty.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.